Canto 3, the story of Jai and Vijay, the gatekeepers, two of the 14 gatekeepers at the seven gates of Vaikuntha, Nanda, Sunanda, Jai, Vijay. There are seven gates, two keepers at each one. And the outer gates, Jai and Vijay, are there. And Prabhupada explains in 3.16.26 purport, Lord Vishnu's purpose in arranging for the cursing of Jai and Vijay. Sometimes Lord Vishnu wants to fight, to relish the fighting spirit. If the fighting spirit did not exist in the Supreme Lord, how could fighting be manifested at all? Because Krishna is the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate. Anger and fighting are also inherent in Vishnu's personality. When Vishnu desires to fight with someone, he has to find an enemy. But where he lives in Vaikuntha, there is no enemy because everyone is engaged fully in Vishnu's service. Therefore, Vishnu sometimes comes to the material world as an incarnation to manifest his fighting spirit. Thus, Jai and Vijay were selected by the Lord to fight. Jiva Goswami comments, the intimacy of devotion between Vishnu and his gatekeepers, Jai and Vijay, was greater than that between Vishnu and the Kumaras who came there and seemed to be angry and cursed those two gatekeepers. Jiva Goswami explains by saying that the Bhagavatam text 3.15.37, 3.16.4 and 25 and 29 clearly described that Jai and Vijay were Vishnu's personal associates and they had achieved the special mercy of his close service, Samipya Mukti. The Kumaras, on the other hand, were much more distantly associated with the Lord in a mood of awe and reverence. Jiva Goswami's Priti Sandarbha is implying that on the basis of rasa, Jai and Vijay were situated in a type of dasya ras, which is more intimate and confidential than the shanta ras of the four Kumaras in awe and reverence. Narada Muni told Jai and Vijay, actually, your departure from Vaikuntha was foretold by my wife, Lakshmi. She was very angry one time because when she left my abode and then returned, you stopped her at the gate while I was sleeping. So Jai and Vijay, partly why they were cursed by the four Kumaras is because Lakshmi was upset. Jai and Vijay, they fell by the arrangement of the Lord. How to cure envy? What transpires in the association of devotees? When true devotees gather together, nothing but Krishna Katha is spoken. The Prachetas in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 30, verse 35. They say that when people hear Hari Katha, the audience forgets all kinds of material hankerings at that time. Not only that, the listeners or hearers of Hari Katha are no longer envious of one another, nor do they suffer anxiety or fear. So Prabhupada explains the anxiety-free Vaikuntha atmosphere created by the Sankirtan movement. Living entities in this material world are full of anxiety. However, any place can immediately become transformed into Vaikuntha whenever the holy topics of Krishna are discussed by pure devotees. And that verse is there spoken by Lord Narayan. This is spoken in Padma Puran. Prabhupada often quotes it. Naham tishtami vaikunte yoginam ridayeshu va tatra tishtami narada yatra gayanti madbhakta. Narada tishtami tishta. I am, O Narada, you should understand, I am not in Vaikuntha. Naham tishtami vaikunte va or yoginam ridayeshu, nor am I in the heart of the yogis. Tatra tishtami narada. Where am I standing? Where am I? Where is my tishtan? Where am I remaining? Yatra gayanti mad bhakta. I am wherever my devotees gayanti. I remain where my devotees glorify my name, form, qualities, and transcendental pastimes. So wherever there is Harikata, there is Krishna. The presence of Krishna in the form of Harikata, transcendental sound vibration, that creates a spiritual atmosphere, Vaikuntha. And that atmosphere, Vaikuntha, there's no anxiety, no fear. In the material world, everyone is envious of his fellow man. Animalistic envy exists in the human society, as long as there's no performance of Sankirtan Yajna. The chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Very nice statement by Srila Prabhupada. Animalistic envy exists as long as there is no performance of Sankirtan Yajna. Sometimes the animus, they say man is a rational animal. If you take away the rationality of his existence, then he reverts to the animal status. Polished animal, as Prabhupada would say. And we see sometimes in the society of devotees that our animal tendencies come out. We start backbiting, fault-finding, getting envious with each other. Animalistic envy, biting each other, psychic biting, wounding each other's minds and hearts with false statements, exaggerated criticisms, and other expressions of foolishness. What is the anecdote? Sankirtan. Pick up the mridanga, pick up the kartals, wampers, gongs. Guan Harinam. Purify the ethers, purify the psyche, purify the heart. Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. One result of chanting and discussing Harikata is that one immediately becomes non-envious. This is Prabhupada's statement in purport to text 36, Canto 4, Chapter 30. Quote, one immediately becomes non-envious. We know very well that, as Prabhupada says, in the material world, everyone is envious of everyone else. But by vibrating or discussing the holy name of the Lord, one becomes non-envious and devoid of material hankering. Because of our envy of Krishna, we have become envious of all other living entities. When we are no longer envious of Krishna, then there will be peace, unity, and fraternity in human society. Without Narayan or Sankirtan Yajna, there cannot be peace in this material world. It's very interesting, Prabhupada is talking about human society, how Harikata or Nam Sankirtan, it brings three qualities to human society, which means it brings three qualities to human beings individually or collectively grouped as a society of devotees or a sangha of devotees or an individual devotee What three qualities will he attain by absorbing himself in Harikatha and hearing and speaking Harikatha and hearing and chanting the nectarine glories of the Supreme Lord? What three qualities? He will become peaceful. He will become friendly to others. He will develop a sense of fraternity. These are my brothers, my god sisters, my devotee brothers, uncles, cousin devotees, nephew devotees. Peaceful sense of friendship and fraternity, and feeling a sense of unity. We're not enemies to each other. We are friends. Let us cooperate. Let us love Guru. Let us love Krishna and show our love for Guru and our love for Krishna by cooperating together, a cooperative effort. Non-cooperation movement. Gandhi started in India non-cooperation with the British. This is good. We should have a non-cooperation. We should all unify and cooperate together and not cooperate. Start a non-cooperation movement with Maya. Don't cooperate with Maya. Don't cooperate with the tendency to find faults. Don't cooperate with the tendency to be envious. Don't cooperate with Maya's inducement to criticize others. But cooperate to serve Krishna. Because cooperation, this actually proves our love for Guru. And when we can work and live together and serve together in cooperation, in the loving service of Guru, then we become qualified to live together in the spiritual world with all the cooperative entities, all the loving members of Goloka Vrindavan, Alita, Vishaka, Rupa Rati, Radha and Krishna, Sudam, Subha, Sridam, Maramango, Yashoda, Nanda, Yorhini, Balaram. They're all cooperating for the pleasure of the center. No hankering, no bickering, no arguing. No time, too busy loving Krishna, too busy serving Krishna.